Today on Gardening in a Minute, lemons and limes. Lemons and limes are in the acid citrus group. While all citrus juice is acidic, juice from these fruits have the lowest pH. Acid fruits tend to be very cold sensitive and are usually best suited for warmer locations in Central and South Florida. The Meyer lemon is an excellent choice within this group. It's a little more cold hardy than other lemon varieties and has large fruit that ripens from November to March. The Meyer has a bushy growth habit and can even be grown in containers. The key lime is famous for the delicious pie-it flavors. The tree should be grown in the warmer parts of the state, and the fruit is harvested year-round. Plant these and other acid citrus for an attractive and edible addition to your landscape. For more information about citrus and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Japanese plum yew. Deep shade can be a challenge for gardeners, but Japanese plum yew is a lush evergreen plant that performs well even in the shadiest spots. This shrub or small tree has flat, needle-like leaves that are a rich dark green. Several cultivars are available. Fastigiata grows to 8 feet and has a columnar form, while the spreading prostrata grows to 3 feet tall and 4 to 6 feet wide, making it a great ground cover or foundation planting. Some cultivars form thickets, so consider your site and select your plant carefully. Japanese plum yews prefer sandy, slightly acid soil. Once established, they're fairly drought tolerant. These plants grow slowly, but their performance in the shade makes them a garden plant that's worth the wait. For more information about Japanese plum yew, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, winter pruning chores. Pruning is an important part of maintaining healthy plants, and winter is the perfect time to do much of the pruning your landscape needs. Young or small growing trees will benefit from structural pruning now. Large trees demand the skills of a certified arborist to shape them and remove dead limbs. They'll be healthier, more attractive, and safer during the next hurricane season. Perennials and grasses should also be pruned at this time, while they're dormant. But wait until spring to prune certain flowering shrubs like azaleas, gardenias, and camellias since they form their flowers on mature growth. Likewise, don't touch your evergreen shrubs. Wait until spring to prune them since tender new growth that sprouts after pruning could be damaged by frost. For more information about winter pruning chores and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, leeks. Leeks are a tasty crop for your winter vegetable garden. They look like green onions, but have a milder, sweeter flavor. They're often used in soups, quiches, and other dishes, and are high in vitamins A, C, and folate. Start harvesting your leeks now. Cut them in half and wash them well before cooking. If you didn't plant leeks this year, try planting some next year by sowing seeds in the fall. When the plants are the width of a pencil, start mounding soil around them and continue doing so as they grow. This process is called blanching and helps create the white stems everyone loves. Water and fertilize your leeks on a regular basis, and they should be ready to harvest in 3 to 4 months. For more information about leeks and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Cycad olecaspis scale. Sagos are traditional Florida landscape plants that are threatened by a rapidly spreading pest called Cycad olecaspis scale. The damage from these tiny sucking insects initially appears as yellow or bleached-looking spots, eventually making the leaves brown and crispy. Highly infested cycads are almost completely covered with a white crust that consists of living and dead insects. Cycad olecaspis scale seems to spread over short distances by wind and long distances by the transport of infested plants. It can coat a sago within months and kill it within a year. The scale can even affect the roots down to 2 feet deep. Cycad olecaspis scale is a tough pest to get rid of, but repeated treatments with horticultural oils or an approved systemic insecticide may help. For more information about this, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.